In today's episode, I'm asking the question, is your faith dead? And why just believing isn't enough? I'm going to share with you how to work your faith so you can keep it alive and fulfill the purpose that God has called you to do. Get your coffee, tea, notebook, and pen. This is going to be good. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God's given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. James 2:17, Amplified Version says, faith, if it does not have the works to back it up, is by itself dead, inoperative, and ineffective. Wow, what a powerful scripture. Here we are talking about faith, and faith by itself isn't enough. The word of God said it's inoperative and it's ineffective. Therefore, faith and works have to work together. They must be unified and they must work in harmony together. When it comes to your purpose, woman of God, we can believe all we want to, but there is work that has to be done. And I'm not only talking about physical works. When we talk about faith, there is a mental work as well. There is a mindset shift that needs to take place. Let's look at the word works and what does that mean? It means an activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or result. Works can be either physical or mental. And when we are talking about faith and we're talking about your purpose, this is a mental work that has to be done. I want to start out with Habakkuk 2:2. This is the Message version. It's talking about vision. One of the works that you are going to have to do, woman of God, is write your vision. This is why believing isn't enough. We're going to have to put in the mental work. We're going to have to shift our mindset. We're going to have to change the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we see things. But today, I'm talking to you about vision. Habakkuk 2:2-3 says, and then God answered, write this. Write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait, and it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. It will come right on time. Now, the word vision is the ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. The vision that God is giving you is in your imagination. Nothing outside of you creates. All creation comes from within. And a lot of times we lose focus of this inside because we'll allow outside circumstances to dictate how our life is going to be. When we are walking in our purpose, woman of God, and we're uncovering this purpose, God is going to give it to you through a vision. You're going to literally get a vision. And Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. So we do not want what God is showing us to just die off. We have to have a vision. When we uncover and you have that stirring in your spirit because you know, okay, there is something else to do. You know, all my life I've been working. I've been doing this for this person, this for that person. But now we're in a state where we're thinking, God, what's next? What's the next step for me? This is where we ask and we partner with the Holy Spirit, which I talked about in episode 2. And now we start to get the vision. God start to download the vision for our purpose, for our calling, for our next phase of life, or, you know, the next thing that you need to do for whatever you're seeking God for. And so Proverbs 29:18 says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. So in other words, we have to, this is such an important work. Let me back up. This is such an important work of faith, is getting clarity, having a clear vision. Because if you can't see what God is doing, we're going to stumble all over ourselves. I've done this. I talked about this before when I first started out in the coaching business. I didn't have a clear vision. I had a vision, but it wasn't clear on exactly what area God wanted me to go into. I was stumbling all over myself. I was everywhere. And because of me being all over the place, I ended up having to go back into work, into the corporate industry. But I could only stay there for a couple of years because the desire was still in me. It was burning in me. God was still stirring it up. But the next time I stepped out, believe me, I stepped out with clarity. I said, okay, God, what area? Where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to talk to? You know, how do you want your coaching business to go? Because it's his business. Hey, I am just operating in it. So that's why it's so important about vision. I'm going to break down Habakkuk 2, 2, and 3 for you to show you how just instrumental it is in carrying out the purpose God has for you. So the first part I want to start with is where the scripture says, and then God answered, write this, write what you see, write it out in big block letters so it can be read on the run. Let's stop right here for a minute. What he means here and what you are going to have to do, woman of God, is write down what God is showing you step by step, every detail. And when I talk about this, I'm reminded of Moses and when God gave him the instructions on building the Ark of the Covenant. You know, y'all remember that story. It had to be a certain type of wood. It wasn't pine wood and oak or nothing like that. It was acacia wood. That was the wood that God told Moses to build it with. God also told Moses to overlay it with gold. It wasn't gold plated, it wasn't silver, it wasn't brass. It had to be overlaid with gold. And then there were precise measurements of the wood. They had to be cut a certain way. This is what I'm talking about when you are writing your vision. The vision God has given you has to be done exactly how he is showing you. There cannot be any substitutes. You can't be doing no shortcuts. You need to write it out clearly, in detail, in detail. The second part of this scripture I like to break down is where it says, this vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. Remember, you must see it in your mind before it actually becomes a reality to you. What you see is the vision message. And it's a witness pointing to what's coming. And this is really powerful when you think about the word witness. When you think about the word witness, it means, like for me, I always compare it to like a court. You know, when people go to court and something happens and they have the witness come up and the witness put his hand on the book and say, oh, this is the truth, nothing but the truth. You know, I'm telling you the truth. And so he takes an oath, right? And the vision that God is giving you, sometimes it can be so overwhelming because we look at our outside circumstances like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? You know, but it's the witness. It's a witness pointing to what's coming. So again, according to James 2:17, it says faith, if it does not have the works to back it up, is by itself dead, inoperative, and ineffective. So the vision is working together with faith, and they're becoming one to create whatever you're desiring, whatever God is showing to you. It's a confirmation to what is going to show up in your life. It has to come. And so it's telling you the truth. That's what this witness is. It's saying, hey, this is the truth and nothing but the truth. This is going to show up in your life. This is what that part is for me. And that excites me when I start to break down the word vision. So the third part for you is in scripture, it tells us it aches for the coming. It can hardly wait and it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. It will come right on time. This is very crucial for you, woman of God. This would happen to me. It happens to a lot of us. First of all, delay is not denial. So because it may seem slow in coming, it doesn't mean that it has been denied. And in this scripture, it's really important because we have to be aligned in what God is preparing for us. What happens sometimes in this in-between time from what we see and what God has given us and waiting for it to show up is where we get lost. We say, oh, it's not coming, or we'll share with somebody, say, girl, you haven't done that yet. I mean, you've been praying for it long enough. And see, this is where you have to just be very careful who you're sharing your vision with, because you're going to have a lot of naysayers, a lot of people in your ear. It's going to be a whole lot of noise, and it'll cause you to lose focus of what God has showed you and what God is giving you. So it's really important during this stage, this in-between stage, that you stay focused, you stay rooted and grounded in the Word of God. That is one of the strategies, because see, the enemy will come in and send in all this distraction, telling you, hey, it's never going to happen. It's too long. You know, our thoughts are not God's thoughts. His ways are not our ways. It tells us in scripture. So the time for God is not the same time that we have. So we just have to be patient, because God is in the background working the things out. Things are coming to us. We can't see it. They're just coming. They're on their way. They're on their way. And a lot of times we will cancel it because we will lose focus. We will give up. And it could be that next minute, that next hour, when something's going to happen, but we didn't give up. We start speaking negative. We start canceling out all of the things. We let fear just cancel out all this faith, everything that we have believed and trusted God for. That's why believing isn't enough. See, there's work that has to be done. And this work is in our minds. It's how we think. It's how we speak. And we'll get into that in some other podcasts. But it's work, because when we start to doubt, then our faith, just believing by itself, ain't enough, because our faith is dead, it's inoperative, and it's ineffective, just belief alone. So that's clear. you have to do something else. And that's where the works come in. And it's not only physical. It is a mindset shift for you, woman of God. And so with this vision is one of the works. And when God gives you the vision, we are to write it out very clear. We are to know that this vision is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches to come. It wants to come. It can hardly wait to come. This is what the Word of God says. And it's going to show up right on time. And it doesn't lie. So we don't have to be concerned. It's going to show up when it's time. And sometimes God is preparing us for what we're ready to receive. Other times he's preparing whatever he's bringing to us. Got to prepare their hearts. If you're working with people, preparing their mind so they'll be able to receive what you have. So it goes both ways. We just cannot just give up. That's a trick of the enemy. But baby, we got a strategic plan because we know it's coming and it doesn't lie. So with me just knowing that, with you just knowing that, that's enough to just stand on the word, honey, and be patient and be laser focused in, block out all the noise, and just stay in tune with the vision that you wrote down. Because once it come out of your head and you see it on paper, now it's becoming more of a reality to you because you can see exactly where God is taking you, exactly what God is calling you to do because you wrote it down. That's why vision is so important. And this passage of scripture is everything. It's the foundation of you carrying out your purpose and your God-given calling. I'm going to leave you with the scripture again. James 2:17. Faith without the works to back it up is by itself dead, inoperative, and ineffective. If you want to keep your faith alive, we must start working our faith. And one way to start that is by writing down the vision that God's given you. When you write it down, you can see it. Now, you got your belief. You got the vision, and now you're not stumbling all over yourselves because now you know what God has revealed to you, and you're going to be most blessed. I hope this word blessed you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.